Today on 100 Yards of Football, it's time for the preview that you've all been waiting for. Dallas versus the Jets of New York. The Cowboys thrashed the Giants, beating their divisional foe 40-0 this past weekend. That game was more about the dominant Cowboys defense than the Dallas offense, where quarterback Dak Prescott did not have a passing touchdown as the Cowboys defense forced 3 turnovers. The Jets beat the Buffalo Bills 22-16 in overtime on Monday Night Football, forcing the Bills quarterback Josh Allen to throw 3 interceptions, 4 turnovers overall. The AFC Jets and NFC Cowboys have only played 3 times since 2010. Lock in right now with Vincent Turner, Mr. Football, as he chefs it up and cooks it up for you as how it will all go down in the Big D on Sunday. This weekend, 100 Yards of Football, Dallas versus the Jets.
I'd like to say a special thanks, as you just heard, my man who has the best voice in all entertainment, Mr. Mark Denham. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. As Mr. Denham told you, this is the game of the day. 4:25, Sunday, September the 17th. I hope that everybody across the country has a seat. Unfortunately, I'm going to start with the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be playing quarterback for the Jets. After 4 plays last Monday night, he tore his Achilles heel. And you know what was so great about that football game and so sad that happened? The Jets and Bills Monday night game was the most viewed game ever in the history of Monday night football. What would it could have been with Aaron Rodgers coming to the Big D this week? But unfortunately, we got to move on. They say in Broadway, come Sunday, let's talk about the Jets. Zach Wilson, as the Jets organization stated, is his team. Last week, 14 out of 21, 140 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He only averaged 6 yards of completion. But the thing about this Jets team offensively, Mr. Hall, the young man out of Iowa State, came back last week, had under 127 yards rushing. Dalvin Cook, who they picked up from Minnesota in the offseason, he had a decent game. He had 40 yards rushing. And then I'm not going to say the rookie, but he was rookie of the year last year in the National Football League on the offensive side. Garrett Wilson had 5 receptions, 34 yards, a touchdown last week. So Zach Wilson has everything around him for this offense to take it to another level. But I would say this, watching that game on last Monday night, there are problems in the New York Jets offensive line because Aaron Rodgers, even though he was in only for 4 plays, he was hit every play. In the last play, he tore his Achilles heel. So I'm looking at that game. Where's the Jets offensive line going to be coming in this Sunday against a red-hot Dallas Cowboys defense? Now let's talk about the Jets defense. No question about it. They're going to be a top-5 defense. Sauce Gardner, coverage excellent on Monday night. Quincy Williams, 10 tackles. Quentin Williams, oldest brother. Quentin Williams got paid in offseason. The nose tackle had 5 tackles. C.J. Mosley, Roll Tide, had 7 tackles. D.J. Reed, corner out of Kansas State, had 11 tackles. And Jordan Whitehead, did he not seem like Ed Reed, too, on Monday Night Football? 3 interceptions of Josh Allen. So this is like a New York Jets team that's going to be a top-5 defense. Zach Wilson, believe it or not, this is your team, my man. This is your 3rd year coming in from BYU, but I will say this. If you go down to Dallas and don't play well, I think the Jets come Monday morning, they're going to be making phone calls across the league. Matt Ryan, keep your phone on speed dial. Now, to my Dallas Cowboys, before I go into them, if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. The Dallas Cowboys, I said it before preseason, I say it now. This is a Super Bowl team. I think this is the best talent that they've had since the years they won 3 Super Bowls from 1992 to 1995. Dak Prescott, I'm going to say it one more time. He's the key for the Dallas Cowboys to going all the way. Past Sunday night, he really didn't have to do too much. Only 143 yards passing. But you know what? He seemed comfortable in the offense. And with Mike McCartney, the head coach, calling the plays, Dallas offense seemed like they weren't in a hurry. They wouldn't take what was given to them. Tony Pollard, Orange Mound, my hometown, 901, 70 yards, 5 yards to carry. A lot of people were saying, is he too small to replace Ezekiel Elliott? Well, sit back and watch. He did have a 25-yard nice run in that game. CD Lamb, Boomer Sooner, 4 receptions, 77 yards, average 19 yards a catch. Brandon Cooks coming over as a free agency. Got deep a couple of times, but I like about Mr. Cooks, 2 receptions, 22 yards, 11 yards a pop. Then I like what Dallas did as a whole complete football team. They had a block field goal that went for a touchdown. They had an interception return that went for a touchdown. Man, everybody is talking about the New York Jets defense coming into this game being top five. What about them Cowboys? Can I say top five defense for the people down there? And Dallas, 7 sacks last Sunday night against the Giants, 12 quarterback hits. And let me tell you something. The D-line is deep. Doris Armstrong, DeMarcus Lawrence, Dante Fowler, Chauncey Golston, Sam Williams. But the guy that leads the charge, help me, help me. Now, a lot of people thought I was crazy when I said this, when the young man came in the league and put up a real nice stat line his rookie season. I'm seeing, I don't care what nobody said, you can get offensive, but I'm seeing a second LT coming into play. That's right, a second LT, Lawrence Taylor, who played with the New York Giants. Michael Parsons is a game wrecker. He's a game changer. And when it's all said and done, when you got a player like that, you got a great chance of being a top five defense in the National Football League. And one thing coming from watching the Cowboys on last Sunday night, I like the acquisition of Brandon Cooks, but I'm going to tell you, watching the young man who's a former Defensive Player of the Year, who played with the New England Patriots, who was with the Indianapolis Colts last year, out of Rock Hill, South Carolina, Stephon Gilmore. Watching him play corner with Trayvon Diggs, that made me think, this is a Super Bowl team. Dallas is strong on all levels defensively, and look like finally they're a strong level balanced football team. That being said, the Jets are coming to town. Broadway, Zach Wilson, he's taking Joe Namath's name now. They're going to be in Dallas on Sunday. The key to the game is that Dallas, are they going to be able to get pressure on Zach Wilson? And number two, Dak Prescott, 143 yards passing against that New York Jets defense is not going to get it. But I see Dak having a real good game. The Cowboys are going to win this football game going away 27-14. And the reason I put the stamp on that, because the young man from Chico, California, is not there, Aaron Rodgers. Zach Wilson, this is going to be your biggest football game of your career. Everything is riding on the line. The Jets have a Super Bowl team as far as talent-wise. Offense, defense, when you have Mr. Hall, I'm going to call him out of Iowa State, and the performance he put on last Monday night, and you bring in one of the top three running backs in the game, Dalvin Cook, to back him up, then you got a stud receiver out of Ohio State who's ready to ascend to that next level, and Garrett Wilson, and then your defense has got stars all over the defense, C.J. Mosley, Quentin Williams, Quincy Williams, Jordan Whitehead, Sauce Gardner. Zach Wilson, the pressure's on you, baby. Cowboys 27, the Jets 14. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate hearing one of the yards of football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my social media guy, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen. And many blessings to the greatest man who got the greatest voice, Mr. Marv Denham, a.k.a. Marv Bass, Lufkin, Texas, in the house. And we are coming here on 100 yards of football. Go, Cowboys! Boys!